Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, midweek. Week 4 of the NFL season coming up here starting tomorrow night with an NFC West hustle, which we'll talk about in due time. Let's look at the division. We're bringing it home. It's Notes from the North. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. We'll start it off today in Pittsburgh with the Associated Press. Talk about the Steelers sitting here at 2-1. It's Will Graves. And Will, it was a battle for sure up in Foxborough, but the much maligned Pittsburgh defense, at least after the first two games of the season, 5 turnovers. So where'd that come from all of a sudden?
I think they got a little help from the Patriots with some of the play calling and the fact that their guys in general, their running backs in particular, have had trouble holding on to the ball. But the Steelers also, to their credit, forced the turnovers. You know, Cam Hayward deflects a pass at the goal line that Brandon Echols gets, corrals in the end zone. You know, Jabril Peppers, who got here 5 minutes ago, hits, not goes ball hunting. Patrick Queen does the same thing. So some of it was just sort of them. I mean, they lead the league in turnover ratio since the start of 2023. This is kind of what they do, right? It has allowed them to sort of get by while not particularly playing great. And, you know, I kind of wrote this on Monday after the game. You know, how do you go 18 straight years or 20 plus now, actually, if you include the last couple of years of Bill Cowher's tenure, without having a losing season? It's by winning games like that, where you get out game by 165 yards and you get out time of possession by 10 minutes and yet you get 5 turnovers. You score when you get in the red zone each time. And that's how you win games like this. That's how you put together 9-8, 10-7 seasons when maybe you shouldn't. So sort of a very Steelers-esque, Mike Tomlin-esque early season. This is ugly, but we got it done kind of game.
Well, where do they find a run game?
It's a good, I mean, they have to stick with it. It's weird. Like they started, they gave Jalen Warren a modest extension before the season started. And we're like, okay, well, Jalen's RB1 now, right? And then they spent the first couple weeks kind of splitting, carries with him and Kenny Gainwell. And then last week they gave him a good look early in the game and he was productive. They had 53 yards rushing in the first quarter. And then they basically didn't have the ball for the second and third quarters. They just felt like New England had a 17-play drive. They had a 15-play drive. They had a 9-play drive. So the defense couldn't get off the field. Mike Tomlin said yesterday that he thinks that's, the inability to sort of be on the field and get into a rhythm was part of the problem. But I'm sitting there thinking, okay, maybe that's true, but maybe if you are successful running the ball, you hold on to the ball a little bit more. So, look, the line is getting better. No sacks last week. There was one, but it was wiped out by a penalty. Is it sustainable? Good question. I think, there's a lot of room for growth there, a lot of meat on the bone, as Mike T says. And to be honest with you, this team, if Aaron Rodgers is going to be successful over the course of the season, teams have to, but when you're play action, which is a big part of Arthur Smith's offense, teams have to believe you're actually going to run the ball. So, it is important for them to try to establish that identity, and they're going to have their hands full this week over in Ireland when they play Minnesota, which looks like whose defense is a buzzsaw.
Yeah, what do you think of Aaron Rodgers thus far? And it seems like he makes some plays when they really need them.
Yeah, I mean, he is sort of exactly as advertised. It does in some ways look a little bit like, late period Ben Roethlisberger. Sometimes he looks like every bit of 41 years old, and then sometimes, when given when the moment arises, I mean, the touchdown pass, both touchdown passes on Sunday, you know, a one in the corner to Metcalf and another one to Calvin Austin late in the game. I mean, those were dimes,
yep.
You know, those were vintage Aaron Rodgers throws. So, you know, but a couple of times, look, he tried to escape pressure. It looked like he was going to get the first down with ease and he didn't quite make it. But he's taken a punch. He's the most sacked quarterback in NFL history, which I didn't realize until after he got dropped 9 times in the first 2 games. And I'm looking it up. I'm like, oh, and I said, do you know how to take a hit? And he goes, kind of. You get hit long enough, you sort of figure out how to protect yourself. And he's been okay. You know, they haven't done anything down the field yet vertically. Their long passes, like 65-yarder to Jaylen Warren a couple weeks ago was all catch and run. You know, DK Metcalf's longest reception is 31 yards, which was almost all catch and run. So he hasn't stretched the field yet. Maybe if the offense gets the running game going, maybe if he gets a little bit better protection, that's an element that they'll add. And they kind of need to add that, hopefully, here in the next few weeks.
Will, real quick, which team comes back from Dublin 3-1? Minnesota or Pittsburgh?
I want to say the Vikings just because I just think their defense is they got help from Cincinnati last week, but they're really, really, really good. They should be 3-0. I mean, they really should have won that Falcons game. The offense just couldn't do anything. So I just think that this is going to be one of those. Look, they 12 years ago they went and they met in London, sort of same type of circumstance, and the Vikings won that game, and I kind of see him winning this one too.
Will Graves thought he was going to go full homer, but he took Minnesota. You got to like that. Now let's go to Cleveland. Talk about the Browns. ESPN Radio brings us Emmett Golden. Emmett, appreciate the time. Looking at Cleveland, through 3 games, they've scored 43 points. Should be 2-1, let's be honest, but reality is they're 1-2. How have they been able to get anything out of the win column, given the fact that the offense has been extremely tepid while the defense has been maybe the best of football?
Yeah, that's how they've been able to do it. It's because they have the best defense in football. And, you know, fortunately, when you have that, you don't have to score a lot to be in a game. You can't live like that in the NFL. We do know that the offense is going to have to figure it out at some point. But this defense has been dominant, really, in every aspect of the game.
It seemed with Schwartzy, they're attacking, aggressive. They don't take any crap. I mean, they're actually fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for the longest, the defensive line was really, you know, Myles Garrett and everybody else. And now they have compliments to Myles Garrett. They spent the 5th overall pick for Mason Graham, and he's making a huge impact. So the defensive line, they don't have to blitz to get pressure on the quarterback, and that lets the secondary, they have some great players there, and even Carson Schwetzinger at linebacker, lets those guys just really get to be free and play. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. I know most people like to see touchdowns scored, but if you're a fan of defense, check out the Cleveland Browns.
Now, Judkins, it says a lot about the OTAs and practice and everything, doesn't it? I mean, because he was impressive in the Ravens game and looked good there. So I think the run game is going to definitely be helped, which should help Joe so he doesn't have to throw it 45 to 50 times a game.
It will. And, you know, the Browns want to be a run first offense, run first, then play action. And week one, when Judkins had just got under contract and wasn't available, they had a hard time really running the ball. And even against the Ravens, it took Quinshon a few carries to kind of get his feet wet. But right now you're seeing why they drafted him in the 2nd round. I believe he's leading all rookie rushers in yards, and that's saying something with Amarion Hampton out there and Ashton Jeanty as well. And they also have 3 games against his 2. So the running game is definitely looking up, and that should alleviate some pressure on the Browns quarterback.
Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio in Cleveland. Emmett, last thing for you. As great as the defense is, any way they could win at Detroit scoring less than 20 points offensively?
Oh, yeah, less than 20 points. I don't think they can get it done. As great as this defense is, you're not going to shut out the Detroit Lions. So the Browns are going to have to score some points. this week. And, you know, if the offense still seems to struggle, you might see a change to Dylan Gabriel sometime in the near future.
Emmett, appreciate the time as we move on here with the notes from the North. Keep in mind, the Ravens have scored 30 or more in all three games.
Yes.
They're one or two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns haven't scored 20 yet, and they're 1-2. It's a zany world, this NFL. Now let's go to Cincinnati. They go to Minnesota, 2-0 last week. From Charlie's chalkboard, let's bring back to the show our buddy Charlie Goldsmith. And Charlie, you had to go with Jake Browning because Joe Burrow was hurt. Okay, you're 2-0. You go there, you get totally trounced. I'm guessing a loss was expected, but to that level.
You know what? A lot of the weaknesses that Joe Burrow was able to help overcome with the team kind of were in the spotlight, especially the offensive line. They lost 48-10, and I put not all 48 points, but maybe like 41 or 34 of those points squarely on the offensive line because the way that unit blocked the run and the pass impacted the defense, impacted the play calling, impacted everything about that game.
Now, Charlie, what about the defense? Is the defense better than it was last year, or are we still looking at the same thing, or it's going to be kind of not hidden because you don't have Joe Burrow scoring 30 points a game?
I've been joking here this week that it's the hottest take of all time, but I thought the Bengals defense actually played pretty well on Sunday in Minnesota, even though, of course, 48 points became what it was. But when you look at the ideas they had on third down, you're seeing Jordan Battle at safety take a step forward. You're seeing Dax Hill, their slot corner, take a big step forward. Rookie Demetrius Knight had some moments. Rookie Shamar Stewart's been hurt, but he's had some, or was hurt last week, but he's had some moments. Hendrickson looks unbelievable. TJ Slayton has been a nice impact against the run. The defense is probably in the 15 to 22 range, but now you need a lot more than that with the offense being where it is without Burrow.
What do you see them winning this year with no Joe Burrow?
It probably 7 or 8. They're still upset. I still think Browning's a lot better than he was, a lot better than he showed on Sunday. But there's now a real floor with this team just in terms of how things can look that we're seeing. I wouldn't rule out a playoff bid whatsoever, but I think 7 or 8 wins feels about right.
You got the Broncos coming up in that epic Monday night doubleheader in Denver. Broncos have lost 2 in a row, barring Knicks turning the ball over a bunch of times, which we've seen him do, Charlie. How does Cincinnati steal one on the road?
Well, they've had a historically bad start to the season running the ball, even though Chase Brown should be a top 10 back in the league. Brown has absolutely nowhere to go. So the Bengals are going to take this extra day. They're going to look at some ideas for the run game. They have to be able to spark that and play a more conservative style of game for them to win a game like Monday.
Charlie Goldsmith, Charlie's Chalkboard. Charlie, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There's Charlie Goldsmith, all of our guests today, and the Notes from the North brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. We'll come back, take phone calls, so stick around for that. Then news from the Nest / Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens offense coming up at noon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.